Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary continues with an encore broadcast from Season 1 featuring pianist and singer Bobby Short. His first selection, Camptown Races.
The Camptown Races.
I haven't heard that since we did that taping together.
That was a very funny day. We were trying to find songs that didn't have traceable origins or something, weren't we?
Yeah, and you ran through maybe that and maybe Kerry Dances.
In the Gloaming, maybe.
In the Gloaming or Last Night on the Back Porch. Maybe that's not included. I don't know. But it sure was fun to hear what you did with that because, you know, it's the first time I'd ever heard you without the trio playing solo piano, and I was sort of amazed at, you know, at the two-fisted piano that you came up with.
Well, I began that way, though, you know, playing just the piano and accompanying myself, and with no bass, no drums, just the piano myself.
Well, I wasn't sure about that. I was going to ask you that when you were, when you were at a rather tender age, 10 or 11 or something like that?
Well, it was fashionable back in the 1930s when I was a tender age. That was a long time ago. For a pianist to play totally alone, you know, the great pianists like Lee Sims and Art Tatum, Alec Templeton, played the piano by themselves. And it was unheard of to have a bass and drums, and I didn't hear about that kind of arrangement until I heard Nat King Cole on radio transcription back in the late 30s, I guess.
I think a lot of people related so much to Nat Cole for his, not only for his singing, but for his piano playing.
Which is forgotten by many people today, you know.
It's such a shame. He was a fabulous piano player, had taste and lovely harmonies and a great beat. Well, if that's where you got all of that, the things that you do.
I admired Art Tatum a great deal, and it's awfully nice to stand at the foot of shall we say, Pike's Peak and say, oh, isn't it marvelous to look at the altitude up there and how that goes soaring into the distance. And so I stood at Art Tatum's feet all of my young years, you see, and even though I never played the piano the way he played it, I at least attacked it as a single person, as a single pianist, without benefit of a rhythm section.
You know, we haven't even talked about Duke Ellington. You do so many of his songs.
Oh, goodness. Well,
so many of his songs.
Speaking of Duke Ellington, I learned the bridge of Warm Valley from your recording with three other pianists.
Goodness, and I've forgotten how that thing goes.
I can show you.
You can?
Yeah. You want to play
together? There's many a bridge you've shown me. Sure. Go ahead. Of your millions of Ellington tunes that you know and like, pick one for us.
Well, I once found an old Bluebird single, and one side of it was Cotton Club Stomp, which is, to me, just such a jazz rarity. And the reverse was a song that I've always found very amusing, title-wise and to play as well. It's called Shout 'Em Aunt Tilly. Shall we play that for you?
Oh, now there's one. There's a new one I don't even know
well,
that.
You'll recognize
Trust
the form
you.
Instantly.
Okay.
Charmant Tilly.
Go ahead.
I think that's absolutely minor blues.
It's got
yes.
In the middle.
Yes.
It's like Willow Reed for me, a blues. And
it's also very, very, very spiritual, isn't it? It sounds like the Negro spiritual a great deal. And I love this.
Yes.
Really, very, very, very sort of, you know, almost campy. It's so jazzy.
But he could be campy at
oh,
times.
Oh, absolutely.
Couldn't he?
Absolutely.
That reminds me of what I wanted to ask you. You started noodling about with a sophisticated lady. I wish you'd do that one for me.
All right.
It's so pretty, will you?
Okay.
That reminds me of another bridge that I crossed with your help at night in the Carlisle. And I'm very, very relaxed talking to the people and saying, I don't really know the bridge to I Hear a Rhapsody. And in rushes Bobby, sits down at the piano, shows me the bridge, and leaves.
Beautiful.
And so I think I learned it. I think I did.
It's easy, though, that bridge.
Is it in that key?
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.